Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
And now, listen to this on the Toddcast podcast.
Ask anyone in the music industry who is the hardest working guy in rock, and no doubt you'll hear the name Todd Kearns come up. You'll know Todd from playing in Slash's band. He is one of the conspirators. He is the frontman of Age of Electric. He's in Took. He's in Heroes and Monsters with Will from Evanescence. He does the Kiss cruises. He's in a bunch of projects in Las Vegas. He's in Mindfield. He was banging out a podcast for a little while there as well. I swear the guy never sleeps. Been buddies with Todd Kearns for close to 20 years, give or take, and he's, of course, a solid guy. He's been on the podcast 5 or 6 times over the years, and the last time we got to talking about touring in Italy, 90s music came up. The advantage of having a brother or a sister in your band. Is a hot dog a sandwich? We tackled that. Todd talked about the COVID years and what that was like living in Las Vegas, the city that never sleeps, sleeping. He talked about Age of Electric and their future. We got into worse jobs. He wasn't a fan of painting houses. And if you haven't heard, Todd got a star on BC's Walk of Fame. You know, those stars you see on Granville Street, downtown Vancouver? It's the Walk of Fame. Listen to this.
Well, half the time, that kind of stuff, you feel really fraudulent about it half the time. You're kind of like, oh, man, it's like, you know. You kind of feel like, well, you feel very appreciative of it, but there's sometimes you just kind of go, oh man, I don't know if, you know, that is a really surreal thing to me. I mean, honestly, to this day, a friend of mine, the band Dragon Force just played the Commodore, and my friend goes, yeah, we played the Commodore. I go, dude, my star's just down the street. and he goes, what? And I was like, it's just a weird thing to kind of just bring up, but it is.
Right. Yeah.
I'm by the Roxy, you know. I don't know, actually. I think in a lot of ways, I think when it comes to Vancouver, I think things like Age of Electric and all that kind of stuff, I think they treated it all as a sort of, you know, my whole career, I suppose, and everything that I've been doing that sort of somehow warrants me being next to Bryan Adams or Colin James or Sarah McLachlan or whoever else. It's it's greatly appreciated, but you know, it's super surreal. But I think that, you know, my heart still always belongs in Vancouver. Every time I go back, that is, you know, as much as growing up in Saskatchewan, all those major years of my life were spent in Vancouver. You know, to the point now where I'm sure you're not unlike me with my kids, and I go, this used to be that, and that used to be this. This was never here, you know.
Yeah, totally.
I'm that guy now, you know. It's like, so it feels amazing. But I know that, and I keep saying this to my wife, and I think it's one of those interesting things that I kind of feel like I have the audacity to keep thinking like that. I don't think the big thing has really happened yet. It's a weird thing to say at this point in my life, but I still feel like there's still more to do. And I think that's important. You know what I mean? I think it's important to feel that way, because after a while, I just kind of imagine, you know, just going through the motions of it all, but like, and not really having much to say. So yeah. In a lot of ways, during the lockdown, it sort of had me writing a lot and working a lot with other people. And it kind of really opened up another part of my brain of like, you know what, the whole reason we do this is to make music. And to Slash's credit too, he's sort of like, he very easily could just be like phoning it in and playing guitar and being like, whatever. But he's very driven to make new music and to do new things and break new ground. Mm-hmm. He really has no reason to, you know, but he does it all the time. I think that's the true sign of being an artist.
Listen to This on the Toddcast podcast is brought to you by Tedco RV Supplies in Langley, an ICBC approved repair shop. Visit them on Facebook and Twitter at Tedco RV Supplies.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.